So, let's look at something Jesus did real quick. Well, let's stay with this thought, and then we'll come back to that later. Let's stay with this. He said, the Holy Spirit, he will cause you to rise up and do explore. And as you operate in his efficiency and his ability in you, will cause you to walk, handle, rise to the occasion, and get done whatever needs to be done. And I'm going to show y'all that later on. I'm reminded of a story. You can go ahead and turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 14. That's where we're going. I'm reminded of a true story. A little girl got filled with the Holy Ghost. Somewhere between, I don't remember exact age, but very young, 6, 8 years old, somewhere in there, about 6. And she got filled with the Holy Ghost. And she was talking in tongues. She said, "Mama, Mama, Mama," she was holding on to her stomach, her belly. "Mama, that coming out of my belly. That coming out of my belly." And she said, and you know, this is a child now. She said, "When that come on me, when he comes on me, say, I feel real big on the inside. I ain't a scared of nobody." That sounds like the Holy Ghost to me. I am not scared of anybody. Jesus said in this was his departing, getting ready to go, when he gave these words, John 14, 16, should have had that. I pray the Father. We're going to talk about the Holy Spirit just a little bit. See, he more than tongues. He's the very person that God sent to the earth. And I made mention of this earlier. This is his dispensation. We're the body of Christ. And he is to do the works. Give us utterance, empower us. And you got it on the screen there, so allow me to do this. Y'all can see it on the screen, right? Okay, good. See, what I want to do, use two translations. And Jesus said, and I will do what? Pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may stay with you a few days. He may do what? Listen to the Amplified. And I'll ask the Father, and he will give you another comforter, counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby, that he may remain with you forever. Now watch it. Verse 6:17. The Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Whom who? The world cannot receive. Welcome and take it to heart, because it does not what? See him or know and recognize him. But you know him. But you know and recognize him. For he what? Lives with you constantly and will be in you. I want y'all to stay with the King James. Okay? Stay with the King James. Now watch this. Ye shall receive power. Then he said in verse 18, I will not leave you how? Comfortless. I will come to you. I drop down to the 26th verse. Okay. But the Comforter, which is who? Whom the Father will send in my name. He shall do what? How many things? Now you can see why there have been so much confusion, weakness, uncertainty, so much bad teaching and confusion about the Holy Spirit. We're reading that book by Dad Hagen, Plans, Purpose, and Pursuit. And we can see, I can see it clearer now. We substitute brass for gold. We took the gold, left the gold out, and we brought the brass in the church. And most of what churches do, and that we endeavor to get into the where we're supposed to be here. I'm not pastor of all the other churches. I'm pastor here. There's too much flesh and not enough spirit. Hello? Can I say it again? But listen, this is why you ought, every saint ought to be filled. Talking in tongues. I don't care what your name is. I don't care what church you go to. You ought to be filled. Nowhere in the New Testament God eliminated some churches and told other churches to be filled. All this is man stuff and the devil to bring division. Jesus is not divided like that. And because you heard bad teaching, when someone mentioned Holy Ghost, most people draw up. They put up a wall. And what you're doing, you're resisting God. You're not resisting me. But unless somebody bold enough to just stand there and flat foot teach it and bring the scripture so you can read it, you remain bound up like that. And you'll go through life defeated when you could have been walking in victory in many areas of your life. There are things in your life and things about your family and things about what you're doing. You could have prayed it out and stopped it in tongue. But because you're not filled, you just let it go. And then you, then when it overwhelmed, you crying on somebody else's shoulder. When you could have prayed it out yourself, took care of it.